10-minute speaker is Jim from San Diego.
How you doing? I'm Jim Mulvaney, and I am an alcoholic. Good to be here. I'm an Irish guy, so I got to start you off with this one. And there's the two Irish nuns, and they're coming over from Ireland for the first time. And the one nun says to the other, goes, "Sister, did you know that they eat dog in the United States?" And the one nun goes, "No, really. We'll have to do like the Americans do, and we'll have to eat some dog." So they're walking through Central Park, and they hear this, "Hot dogs, get your hot dogs here." And so the one sister goes, "Sister, look, there's dogs. Let's try a dog." And so sure enough, they get a couple hot dogs all wrapped up, and Sister Superior's standing there, and she's opening her dog up and looking at it. She looks at the younger one, and she's looking at it, and she looks at the younger one, and the Sister Superior goes, "Sister, what part of the doggy did you get?" Yeah, thank you very much. Again, Jimmy, alcoholic, born at Mercy Hospital in 1956, father James Francis Mulvaney Sr., mother Ruth, six brothers and one sister, big Catholic Irish family, went through uni high. And one of the things you guys are going to get when you're listening to me, you're going to go, "Boy, this guy's not really freaking humble," but I'm going to work on it, and that's something I've been working a lot on. But I'm very blessed. I grew up in La Jolla, PB. My father was president of the Padres. God gave me the gift of gab, and I've been able to use it for many, many years. I'm a salesman. I'm a vice president of a big insurance company here in San Diego. But more importantly, what I'm here to talk to you guys about tonight is my alcoholism. And I also happen to be a drug addict. But a few of you in this room, I know. But we are a good group, and we're a group that is sick people. And I have mental problems, and I've got, I probably figured it out when I was very young, and, I would be, my mom would put me out on the driveway in a pig pen, and whatever they call where they put little kids, and I was trying to bring everybody in, and, I wanted to meet everybody, and, that's kind of the way us alcoholics are, at least this alcoholic is. I'm a binge drinker. I would go out every Friday night and basically try to kill myself. I would call myself the mayor of Pacific Beach, and I would hang out at Diego's and the Old Ox, and some of you older folks know about those places, and I probably brought you a drink. I couldn't pay my rent, but I could sure buy drinks, and I wanted to be always the big shot. I wanted to always act like I was, oh, boy, there he is. I did a good job of that for a lot of years, you guys. I kept drinking and drugging and basically tried to kill myself. And I went through two beautiful women that I now call ex-wives. And the good news is I'm very close to them now because I finally figured out I have a disease that is going to kill me, and it's called alcoholism. And I figured that out 13 years ago. But I said to myself, I went to a psychologist and we started talking, and I talked for about an hour and a half, and, that's what I like to talk about. What I like to talk about is me, and that's what a lot of us alcoholics have in common. We're very selfish individuals. But so I talked and talked, and I said to her after about an hour and a half, I said, "Well, maybe I'm an alcoholic." And this woman looked at me and goes, "Bingo." And I said, yeah, that's, so I got that going. And then I said to her, "I'll go ahead and give up that, the booze and the coke, but I'm going to hold on to my marijuana. I'm not going to give that, the pot up." And it's an AA gig, so I'm not going to go too much into it. But 5 years later, I went to Betty Ford for that non-addictive marijuana. And I now have 8 years of being clean and sober, and I'm very, very proud of that because it's a miracle, you guys. I'm truly somebody that I would tell myself, "Oh, I'm never going to be clean and sober," and I never wanted to be clean and sober. But It came to the time when I said, I have a 17-year-old son, Dylan, that's my pride and joy. Well, when Dylan was 3 or 4, I decided, well, maybe he doesn't need to see his dad throwing up and doing all the things that us alcoholics and addicts would do on Saturday mornings when they would go out on Friday nights and try to kill themselves, as I did every... But then again, there was opening day at the racetrack, and there was, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, that was a biggie for this guy, and I happen to be a friendly son of St. Patrick, which is a group that marches around Balboa Park every year, and I'll be down there this year, too, but I'm doing it now sober and clean, and it's a lot better of a way, but... You know, I the thing that I just want to kind of talk a little bit tonight about is this is a WE program. What I do, it's a little different than a lot of folks. I'm on the board of, and again, I'm not trying to brag. This is what I do. I'm on the board of USD. I'm on the board of St. Vincent de Paul. I'm on the board of Big Brothers. Hey, Christopher. I'm on the board of... McAllister, and that's a real biggie to me. Gene McAllister is one of my heroes, and what I do, what I do for McAllister as an example in St. Vincent's is I go out and I talk to people like people in this room, and I find out if you've got a passion, and if you have a passion for something, I go and get you on that board, be it the Center for Children, whatever it is you've got a passion for. So if someone's got a real passion, wants to be on a board of directors, see me after the meeting. And I'm serious about that, because if you can't be on the board, you can at least be on a committee. And why I talk about that at an AA meeting is because I think those are places that people might, you know, even if it's just going down and serving lunch with me at St. Vincent de Paul, I do that about once a month, and I bring different groups down because it to me it's service, and it's different service than what you and I do. I'm blessed to know a fellow over here, one of your guys, Damien, and 5 years, is it 5 years ago? 7 years ago. Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. Somebody came to me and, you know, and I helped 12-step that man, and I helped get him some help and got him into a place called The Ranch, and, you know, that's what we do for each other. It truly is a WE program. It's something that, to me, is so important that people, and as we all know, it's like preaching to the choir of sitting here talking to you people about this, but what really makes this program work is reaching your hand out to somebody that needs the help, that newcomer that wants to know how to do this program, that person that, you know, might say to you, and anybody can say that they saw Jim Mulvaney here, and Jim Mulvaney is an alcoholic. I know that there's the anonymity, and I can't even say the word, but anonymity to me, it doesn't matter. I'm at a point in my life that I don't mind people knowing that I'm an alcoholic. I don't care who they are, and some people think I'm crazy because I'm, like I said, I'm a vice president of a big insurance company, and they say, boy, don't want that, you know, screw with your business, and I say, I don't care. Because I might be able to help somebody that might say, you know what, let's give Mulvaney a call, and he might be able to talk to my daughter or my son or my brother or my father or whoever, and I will do that because that's what we do for each other, and that's what keeps us sober, and that's what's kept me sober, at least, the fact that I'm able to reach my hand out, the fact that I'm able to say, you know, I love you. I say I love you a lot to people. I also pick I call my posse, the people I have got around me, and I see some of them in the room here, a friend of mine, Christopher, over there, and a friend of mine, Mark, over there. But, you know, I pick up the phone, and I call at least 5 to 10 alcoholic addicts a day. That's pretty much my solution. I was at a meeting this morning called Soledad Men's, and I enjoyed it. I shared. I can't remember what I talked about, but I'm sure it was really interesting. But I truly enjoy going to AA meetings, and that's where you got to get to. You got to get to a point where you want to be going to these meetings, and you want to be, you know, going out afterwards with people, and you want to make friends, because these are true friends. As many of us in this room will say, we had a lot of friends. As long as I was buying them drinks and giving them blasts and rolling joints, I was, you know, everybody's friend. But now I've got some true friends, and Well, basically, we will do anything for each other. And it's, it's just been a, this is a much better way of life. So I guess if anybody takes anything out of what I'm talking about tonight, I would love you to take home with you. One, do something for others. Two, get involved with whatever it is. AA is a great one to start with, but there's a lot of other things out there that you can get involved with. If it's feeding the homeless at St. Vincent's, or if it's helping Gene McAllister out, we've got a big walk coming up for sobriety. Get involved in those type of things. I think it's as good as far as service is concerned as there's anything out there. And we truly are a family. That's what I love about these groups. My home group is Living Free in Pacific Beach, 7 o'clock meeting. I go to a meeting every day because I'm a sick person. And I know I am, and I know that, I got stoned every day. I got drunk 3 or 4 days a week. It probably averaged out. But I just think, we've got a problem, and we're here because we want to take care of that problem, and we want to work on that problem, and we want to listen to how other people have done it and gone before us. And we're definitely not a glum lot. We're a fun group. And, we just need to keep suit up, show up, and keep working the steps, do the things that you need to do, call your sponsor. If you don't have a sponsor, get one. You're not going to get this thing figured out unless you do. And if you haven't done the steps yet, get on it, because you need to keep working the steps. If you don't, you're going to – it just doesn't work. And I tried it for 5 years, guys and girls, and it didn't work, and I was a mess. But the good news now is I found the way that has made me a happier individual and somebody that I can deal with. I can say the word honest now, and I do things honestly, and I'm going to keep doing them that way because of this program, and that's what this program has done for me. And thanks for listening to me, you guys, and I got a lot more jokes, and I'll tell them later. Thanks.